Well, South African bonds weakening today, tracking weakness in the rand, and the weakness of the local currency really having more to do with dollar strength than anything else. The greenback strengthening against the euro as Italy's deepening political crisis, which looks to have spilled over into Spain, provoked heavy selling on European financial markets today and prompted risk-off sentiment among global investors. So we saw the R186 government bond, the benchmark government bond, weakening to 8.528%. R207 similarly at 7.33%. U.S. Treasury yields down quite significantly. U.S. Treasury yields were up last week above 3%, and those now are coming down to 2.85%. Certainly those yields being seen as a safe haven asset amidst global market turmoil. So we're joined now by James Terp from APSA Asset Management for more on what's playing out in that space. James, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks,
Amy. So really, risk-off sentiment, at least towards emerging market bonds. We saw that play out in certainly in South African government bonds and investors fleeing to the perceived safety of the dollar and German bunds.
Correct. So exactly right, Hannah, and almost global bonds being seen as an asset class, in some respects, certainly emerging market bonds, taking a lot of pain from that Italy political volatility we've seen. And the US Treasury, that 10-year reversing, as you say, off those highs, coming back really strong. So coming into work this morning, almost seeing a holiday yesterday in the US and the UK, our bond market looked quite stable, Rand looking strong, auction day, all to play for, and then this volatility coming through from the Italy situation, as you say. And coming off that illiquidity of the holidays often exacerbates the reaction function of markets, and obviously we get some larger moves there. But yeah, not a good day at all for our bonds. The auction, obviously on the day as well, was something to take a look at, and a pretty neutral auction overall, with the 186, the most liquid stock, clearing a basis point below where it was trading at the time. But on a weekday, not the best result for bond buyers into that auction.
I suppose this raises the question. I mean, last week we had the MPC's decision, and no surprises there. They kept rates unchanged, slightly lower inflation, as we've seen. And then, of course, S&P's rating action last week also keeping our credit ratings unchanged. Yeah. But one does wonder to what extent domestic factors are already priced into the currency, into government bonds, and to what extent we are sort of at the mercy of global geopolitics.
That's a great question. So, yeah, last week sort of playing to script in some ways with, as you say, inflation data coming down a little bit lower, giving analysts something to think about. MPC expecting perhaps some extreme hawkish content coming from the governor, and then sort of seeming a little bit more dovish almost, a little bit more balanced in that delivery. And then S&P coming out and sort of being very neutral and flagging the positive fiscal situation. And but all in all, as expected. And it's always makes you irritable being a domestic bond investor, and always when there's these negative responses to global developments. And we've seen it time and time again with the Rand being a sort of proxy for all other emerging markets. So, yeah, how much is priced in of the good news? It's that's been the story of the last couple of months, hasn't it? With our bond yields coming off the extreme ramaphoria, the term that often gets used, and reversing a lot of that move, but then holding up quite well with all this global turbulence, our bonds not necessarily taking the sort of negative moves you might see, and currency also coming back towards the close as well. So we are holding up, but it is irritating to see us keep reflecting these negative moves globally.
I suppose that's what you get for being such a small economy. Mm. Staying with global news, of course, throwing forward U.S. inflation data out later this week, which could provide clues to, of course, Federal Reserve rate hikes going forward, and then also non-farm payrolls on Friday. What are we expecting from that, and how will that translate into the bond market?
So the big one there to look at, obviously, the PCE deflator, which is the measure of inflation that the Fed most widely focuses on, and that's expected, its target, remember, is 2%. It's expected to come in somewhere around 1.8, taking a dip there. And, you know, that's that would be important for us as bond investors to look at, because it's all about that wage inflation coming through, and wage inflation will be what we focus on Friday's non-farm payrolls. Non-farm payrolls, traditionally the biggest economic data point of the calendar month in the States. Drilling down into that, you want to see some wage inflation coming through, which will keep the Fed's tightening path intact. We've seen a Fed commentator today coming out and saying perhaps hiking as aggressively as we've got already priced in isn't necessary. So there's a lot to play for this week on the US inflation front, and we pay a heck of a lot of attention to that.
Well, we will be watching that closely indeed, and we're going to have to leave it there. Of course, that was James Terp from APSA Asset Management.